no fury like Gruber scorn, or something like that. Here's Steve.
All right, welcome to it on a Friday. Who could it be but Steve Doolin? Hey, by the way, coming up later here on the program, Dinesh D'Souza will be here. Brand new film on its way, A Death of a Nation. He'll be here for a half an hour in hour number three. So keep that in mind. I just want you to know that Dinesh D'Souza back in the program. Not to take away from you, though, Professor. You're Steve Doolin, for God's sake. Good for being here.
I'm glad to be here. In fact, you know what? I'm gonna listen to you and Dinesh.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Well,
yeah, why wouldn't
usually,
you?
Usually otherwise engaged during the third hour.
Right. Well, I understand. We'll talk about that off mic. Here's something. Another filmmaker that you probably have a deep affection for has a new movie coming out. Fahrenheit 11-9, it's called. And that filmmaker, your hero, Michael Moore of Michigan, said, F hope. Seriously, F hope. Donald Trump will be the last president of the United States. You know, all this doom and gloom and dire, and it's the end of the world. And yeah, let me. What are the liberals objecting to, Doolin? The fact that the economy is booming, the stock market's up, and unemployment's down, and there aren't any nuclear missiles from North Korea flying by. What exactly is the objection?
I used to have an elderly, distant relative who was only happy when she was unhappy, and I think that's the left right now.
My father used to say, there are some people that go through this life with a pinched nerve, and there ain't nothing you can do to make them happy no matter what you do. You know, that's the way it seems. You know, and I see that they have Trump anxiety something or other. It's actually been identified by psychologists now. They don't call it Trump derangement syndrome, but Trump anxiety something or other. There are legitimately mental disorders because of the obsession, the incredible obsession by certain members of the left on Donald Trump. It's frightening, isn't it?
Well, it is. And you know how the last couple of years they've been saying if you spend too much time online or too much time on Facebook, it's not good for your mood, right?
Right.
Well, and I keep saying it depends. It depends on who your Facebook friends are, and it depends on what you're looking at online. You know, I find that there are plenty of people who lift me up and make me happy and look forward to the future out there. It's just all a matter of sort of who you listen to and let impress their thoughts upon you. And what's been going on the last couple of years is these folks have been trapped in a bubble, an endless loop of getting each other worked up and freaked out. And it just keeps spiraling. They're on this downward spiral of mood.
Well, yeah, you know, if you continue to obsess, I mean, whatever happened to the day of, you know, I wasn't thrilled when Barack Obama won the presidency, and I was concerned that the policies that he would put forth would be far left of center and dangerous to the country and a threat to the Constitution. All of those things, I believe, turned out to be true. But I didn't obsess every day and say, you know, and I'm hateful things. And, you know, every time I heard his name, I'd, you know, cover my ears and la, 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 and run from the room, for Lord's sake. I mean, we conducted ourselves as adults, at least.
Well, that's true. And, you know, I remember having this discussion with one of my lefty friends, and I kept saying, you know, on some level, at some point in the back of my mind, I'm never that worried because, as the kids say, I got mad skills.
Yeah, whatever happened to this saying, you might remember this, you're old enough, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And now we have to have safe spaces and Play-Doh and fidget spinners, and everybody's got, nobody will listen to anybody else because they just can't hear it. What happened to Voltaire? Doolin, where is right. Voltaire?
Right, yeah, Voltaire, I may not agree with what you have to say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it, or words to that effect.
Right, exactly. You got it. You're smart enough to know it, and I get it, but whatever happened to that? What is it? I don't have to listen to you, and if you hurt my feelings at all, that's hate speech, and it should not be covered by the First Amendment.
Root of the problem, I believe, historically, goes back to the draft-dodging hippies taking over the colleges of education back during the late Vietnam era, and they've been teaching Marxism subtly at first and then more overtly for the last couple of generations.
Do you remember, have you ever seen the clip where Ronald Reagan dresses down the professors and the media at Berkeley. It's like circa 1968, maybe. And he says, you know, you don't get to destroy our campus under the guise of some, you know, political movement or whatever. I'm paraphrasing a bit. We should pull that tape, Alex, of Ronald Reagan there at Berkeley. I know we've got it. Just he getting mad as hell and getting up and walking out because these fools basically said it's okay if they set fires to the campus and destroy all this stuff because it's a political movement, you know.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Hold on. You got that out. Hold on, Dylan.
Set off bombs and fires.
Yeah, Dylan.
They realized that. Well, go ahead. You got it.
Yeah. Hold on. Play that clip.
They were going to physically destroy the university. Now, why did you
negotiate many times?
Negotiate? What is to negotiate? What is?
University is a public institution.
That's right. But the university,
its own community, and for the community of Berkeley that live around it.
All of it began the first time some of you who know better and are old enough to know better let young people think that they had the right to choose the laws they would obey as long as they were doing it in the name of social protest.
They could choose the laws they wanted to obey as long as they did it in social protest. Amen, Ronald Reagan. How'd you like that, Doolin?
Outstanding. And you know, what they figured out is that they could take over the colleges of education at university campuses and start handing each other master's degrees and PhDs. And it's been like a cancer growing on the academy for two generations.
Yeah, exactly. It's been a tumor that's gone. A tumor that we said, well, you know, tumors have rights too, you know. I mean, come on. It's like that tumor has a right to be a tumor and destroy us. What the hell is wrong with people? Where has common sense gone?
Well, common sense gets up and goes to work every day and minds its own business and stays in its own lane as opposed to organizing and getting together and wasting their time marching and chanting. That's the difference.
Maybe I should be a victim. Maybe I should just, you know, be a part of the. Do you get a check with that? Go be a professional protester.
You wouldn't be good at it. You wouldn't be able to stand yourself every morning in the mirror.
Lord, Professor Steve Doolin, attorney, real estate broker, and a member of the board of directors of Michigan's Coalition of Responsible Gun Owners. And one last thing before I run, Doolin, where are all the racist Republicans? Because I'm trying to figure out how John James won when Republicans are nothing more than knuckle-dragging, you know, white nationalist, hateful individuals. How did John James win in a walkaway to become the nominee for the U.S. Senate? You got 20 seconds.
Well, this sounds exactly like an NRA ad featuring James Earl Jones and Carl Malone and a few other folks. And saying, how's the NRA racist? And that was from 15 or 20 years ago. Same issue.
Yeah, it doesn't change. John James, you know, the national news media should be focusing on him, how it dispels the liberal myth of racist Republicans. Of course, they'll never go there. Professor Doolin, have a great weekend.
You too, Steve. Thanks.
There you go. When it comes to the government, don't mess around when it's time to pay taxes. If you don't know what's going on or you're confused, or you've got a jam and you owe some money and you're a little scared, don't lay awake at night not sleeping. Get a hold of Chris McClatcher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Trust me, I know this guy. He's very good at what he does. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Fresh Start link, and boom, there you go. Tell him Steve sent you.